Welcome to the program today. My name is Keith Smith. I'm an instructor at Calvary Chapel Bible Ministry School, La Mirada. We'd like to thank you for joining us today on Solid Ground. And today, Pastor Brian picks up where he left off yesterday, looking at the spiritual gift of giving. Pastor Brian starts off showing us the proper way to give. So let's go to the pulpit of Calvary Chapel, La Mirada, and Pastor Brian Parrish.
Therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory from men. And typically, what they would do is that these individuals would come in, and they would blow a little trumpet, and they wouldn't say, hey, I'm going to give all this money to the temple, but that was a sign for all the poor people to come running over, and now here this benevolent man is ready to dole out some of his money, which would have been rather kind of humiliating for the people that didn't have, and here's this guy getting all the attention, and here's these poor people have to come over and kind of really humble themselves. And when you give, you don't want to make someone have to grovel that you're superior. You want to do it in secrets. And there was a place in the temple that was known as, they called it silence, where you could just leave money there, and anyone that needed it could come and pick up that money. Quietly, privately, nobody knew about it, no one had to be humbled, and nobody was exalted. So that's probably what the Lord was talking about here. Then he goes on to say, surely I say to you, they have their reward. But when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. And what he's saying here is, make it be instinctively, just because your heart is so ready to give, because God has been one that has given to you. You don't even have to think about it. Someone comes to you and they're in need, you're just ready to give. It's not like you contemplate it and say, well, let's see how much money do I have in the bank. That means I could give someone, I give you $23.27 today. Well, you know, you don't have to think all through the whole process. You just bless somebody. And that's not knowing with the right hand. It's just automatic so quick. I want to be more like that. Unfortunately, in my own heart, I'm a little suspicious. Like, does this guy, what's he really going to spend this money on? And some of that is true. We need to be wise stewards of the resources that God's given to us. But sometimes we use that excuse to be stingy and miserly. And that we never give. And we just suspect it. The Bible says just give it to them. They're in need and you know it. Bless them that way. And this passage of Scripture challenges my heart. I'm more on the bean counter. Okay, I got so much money. And, you know, just forget that. God's going to provide. If he's brought that person across your path to bless them, then bless them. Don't have to think about it. Then he says that your charitable deed may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly. So have the right motive in your heart. Number three. If you turn over with me to Luke chapter 6, and I believe this will be some good practical advice for you. If you're going to give, don't expect to get it back in return. Because money is one of the things that will ruin friendships, ruin relationships with family members. Jesus says, when you give, just give. Don't expect it in return, because you don't want money to destroy a friendship. Because really, can you put a dollar value on a friendship? That's why if you lend somebody money that you love and care for, do it with a mind that I don't care necessarily if I get this money back. I hope to, and that's the arrangement I made, but I'm not going to hold that against that person for the rest of their life. I'm going to be the generous one. I'm going to be the forgiving one. And if this money is going to be gone, then it's going to be gone. But so be it. I want to help them at this time. And Jesus says in Luke chapter 6, verse 34, and if you lend those... if you lend to those from whom you hope to receive back, what credit is that to you? For even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much back. So that's really not a very generous thing if you lend it to somebody and you get it back or get it back with interest. But love your enemies, do good, and lend, hoping for nothing in return. It says hoping. Your motive is to bless somebody. And if they don't return it, that's okay. I think that's the heart and the nature of God. It says that he became, the one that was rich became poor so that he could make many rich. And he found a joy in the cross that was set before him in dying on the cross, bearing our price, not because he was going to get something back, but he was going to pay our debt of sin. And he's been tremendously gracious to us. So there needs to be those times when we are giving, not expecting that to be returned. That's Christianity. The sinners, the world, will give, and I'm going to get it back So we really haven't done much other than what people that don't even know the Lord do in that situation. He goes on to say, and your reward will be great, and you'll be sons of the highest, for he is kind to the unthankful and the evil. And I would advise you, if you're going to lend money to someone that you love or care for, then you just have to say, if this never comes back, it's not going to change the way I feel or think about this. And if you can't do that, then don't get involved in that situation. Maybe you just need more of a generous heart. Maybe you need to spend time in thinking about God's mercy towards you, and now you have an opportunity to be merciful towards somebody else, because God has tremendously given to us. The fourth principle is seek those that are in true need. Turn with me over to James chapter 1. Help those that are truly in need. And I love what, the way James put this. Puts this in verse 27. James chapter 1, verse 27. It says, pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. And this isn't even talking about the gift of giving. This is talking about ministering to the orphans and the widows. God has a special place, as I've taught you before, when we were going, I believe it was through Matthew 25 there, on this, these three people that God continually brings up in the Old Testament. The fatherless, the widow, and the orphan, or sometimes it's translated the stranger that's among you. Those that are in need, it says, the Lord says, you bless those individuals because remember where you came from. And he says, if you harm them, then you're going to have to deal with me. If you touch the fatherless, then I'm going to come on their behalf and be their defense. And so there's a closeness in the heart of God to those that are less fortunate in life, whether through, you know, through death of a parent or a spouse, someone that is not able to defend themselves, God is their protector. And it says in the New Testament the same thing, that he has a heart for the widows and the orphans. And those are the type of people that you do want to seek out and bless financially, those that cannot pay in return, those that are in true need, and truly bless them, and you will be reflecting the heart and the nature of God. Look also with me over at Luke chapter 14. Luke 14, verses 13 and 14. Luke 14, verse 13 says, but when you give a feast, invite the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and you'll be blessed, because they cannot repay you, for you shall be repaid at the resurrection of the just. See, God has a tenderness towards those that are hurting in life. And he says, take care of them and I'll take care of you. I believe he'll bless you in this life, because the Bible says more blessed to give than to receive. And it says, I'll take care of you at the resurrection as well. And I saw something very, very interesting with my foster mom, whose name is Mary. Her husband passed away not too long ago. And we were there at the gathering afterwards, and she was, you know, speaking with individuals. And the people that came to the service, a lot of them were those, because she's been working for several years with people with I forget the disease that she actually has. Lisa, remember? Parkinson's? Parkinson's disease. So as people were filing through, you know, talking with her, there was person after person after person, you know, that came up with, you know, in a wheelchair or with crutches and, you know, a walker. And you could tell they had been affected by that disease. And when Mary, my foster mom, was hurting, these people rallied around her. And I thought, you know, she is touched, you know, people's hearts. She is given to these individuals who cannot give in return, and then this, you know, flood of emotion and support was demonstrated when that took place. And I had to be convicted myself. I had to wonder, you know, who would show up, you know, at my funeral? What type of people would be there? What type of people have I ministered to and helped? Have I went out of my way to help those that are hurting in life? Would those be the people that would show up at my funeral and thinking, this is exactly what I was seeing taking place right here of, you know, helping those that are hurting and in need. And it really did touch my heart to see that. And so we need to kind of examine. You know, don't just give to friends, don't give to those that could repay, but give to those that, you know, no way they're going to be able to return. It's not even meant in that, who have a real genuine need. And I believe that you will be touching the heart of God when you do that. And He will reward you on that resurrection day, when the rewards are.